I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for December 1st, 2014 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All six current members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome our couple of guests here tonight. It's nice to see you here again. If you've got any questions through the short agenda, let us know. Otherwise, we invite everybody to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, I would like to add as the last agenda item, whatever number that turns out to be, an executive session to discuss the possible sale and purchase of properties. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add ordinance number 60-2014 as part of the follow-up to the public hearing.
We'll put that on as agenda item 6A. Following the report, we'll have the proposed ordinance 60-2014. Other, anything else? Other members of council? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add a discussion about reappointments to the Board of Zoning Appeals.
That's agenda item 9.
Thank you.
Any additional items from members of City Council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, if, if we could have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to agenda, amend the agenda as approved, as amended. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 4 is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on November the 17th. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of the Minutes of November 17th, 2014, meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes from November 17th, 2014, as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is proposed ordinance 59-2014. This is for our 2015 budget. You had a first reading on it 2 weeks ago. The administration requests approval of this tonight, so they'll get proceed with loading this into our computer financial systems before the end of the year. Mr. Schreier, any additional comments or answers for questions that you might have received?
No, Mr. Mayor, I don't have any additional comments.
Are there any questions from members of City Council concerning the 2015 budget? Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce the second reading of ordinance number 59-2014. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, to make appropriations for current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2015, waiving the third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to read by title only and waive the third reading. All in favor of that, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final course passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 59-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 59-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 59-2014 is approved, and our 2015 budget is approved. My thanks to Mr. Schreier and to all departments for turning in their budget requests. This has been as smooth of a budget as you could hope for, and it is a balanced budget that we will strive to stay within. Thank you all for your assistance in this matter. Agenda item 6, there was a report on the public hearings for special use permit 3-2014 held this evening at 7:15. Mr. Hanam or Mrs. Westphal?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did have a meeting earlier this evening. All proper public notice was given to a list of neighboring homeowners and property owners, and that was designated in the certificate of notice that was attached as Exhibit A to our agenda filings tonight. And we had a presentation by the contractor on the proposed additions and modifications to the Sylvania Country Club, modifications that are have been deemed by their members to be important to the survival and the economic well-being of the club. And we had no one speak against it, and we had a unanimous recommendation from council to proceed to approve the special to approve SUP 3-2014, and we have ordinance prepared for tonight. So if, without further ado, I will, with the approval of Mayor Stow, I will move adoption of ordinance number 60-2014. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Amending the special use permit for Sylvania Country Club to make improvements as shown on the plans submitted with the application on the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 60-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 60-2014.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 60-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 60-2014 is approved, approving application SUP 3-2014. Agenda item 7 was committee reports. Are there any committee reports by committee chairman to be made at this time?
Mr. Mayor, I'll just note that we had discussed the possibility of acting on a Pogemeyer proposal tonight, and we received the Pogemeyer proposal late Wednesday, and the law director and I have not had an opportunity to review that, but we will bring that back at our next.
This is a proposal meeting for updating the zoning code for the special building requirements in the three different districts.
Correct.
Thank you. Do you anticipate being back on the 15th?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Mr. Mayor, I guess I might as well do this here as far as the Community Relations Committee related to the new City Council appointment.
Certainly, that's fine.
The application period closed on Wednesday at noon for letters of interest for the seat, for appointment to the seat vacated by Mr. Brown. We have, at this point, 8 letters of interest, 4 from the previous round, and those folks were given the opportunity to be held over, and 4 new ones. And we will continue to review those and have our committee meeting on a week from Wednesday at 6 o'clock in these chambers. That will be for the purpose of hearing each of the 8 candidates, provide a presentation for council, and then ask questions. And then we have obviously a committee of the whole meeting scheduled for prior to our next meeting for the council to make a selection.
And that is following the same procedure that you used a few months ago.
Yes, that's exactly
just
right.
Just more applicants.
More people, but the process seemed to work pretty well.
All right, very good. Thank you.
And that meeting on the 10th is at 6, correct?
Yes.
Okay. There is a plan commission meeting scheduled in here for 5:30. If necessary, I will move that planning commission meeting into the conference room adjacent, but chances are it will be done in time. All right, any other committee reports or committee referrals at this time? Hearing none, we'll go on to added agenda item 10, which is an executive session to
Mr.
discuss.
Mr. Mayor, we have an item yet.
The BZA, excuse me.
Yep.
The agenda item 9 was the BZA appointments.
Right.
Suzuki, my apologies.
I think I threw you fast one by talking about the council appointments.
You did.
I'm sorry about that.
Right over my head.
The council has an opportunity to make an appointment or reappointment to two seats on the Board of Zoning Appeals. Both individuals, Carol Lynn Huber and Mark Clark, have expressed an interest to be reappointed. Their reappointment requires legislation to be prepared, so I'm recommending to council that we direct the law director to prepare legislation to reappoint Carol Lynn Huber and Mark Clark to the BZA. I don't know if that, does that need to be a vote and a motion? Make that as a motion, then.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to have the law director prepare legislation to reappoint those expiring members' terms to the BZA. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we will have those ready for you on the 15th. Now, we're ready to move on to added agenda item 10, which is an executive session to discuss the sale and purchase of properties. For that, I'm going to need a motion to adjourn into committee of the whole executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Bry?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0, so we will go into executive session. We need to ask all the visitors to leave the room. Mr. Moan is a part of the executive session as an employee of the city. It is possible that we will be taking action after this executive session, which we hope will not last longer than 20 or 30 minutes. And we will let you know if you're, we'll check the lobby to see if anybody's still here. Moved and seconded to go out of executive session and committee of the whole, and the clerk needs to call the roll for that vote.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Bry?
Yes.
Mrs. Westfall?
Yes.
Vote is 6-0 to return to open session. We're going to check in the lobby to see if anybody's out there. The Blade reporter may still be there. Let's distribute this legislation. All right, we have adjourned from executive session. No items other than the possible sale or purchase of real estate was discussed, and no action was taken in executive session. However, as a result of the discussion in executive session, you have in front of you Ordinance 61-2014 to purchase property at 4827 Holland Sylvania Road, currently owned by the First Baptist Church of Sylvania, in the amount of $260,000. Is there a motion on this ordinance? Mrs. Hussman.
Hi. I always wanted to buy a church. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 61-2014, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to enter into an offer to purchase the property located at 4827 Holland Sylvania Road, Sylvania, Lucas County, Ohio, 43560, owned by the First Baptist Church of Sylvania for the amount of $260,000, providing funds for said purchase, authorizing the payment of the purchase price, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 61-2014 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 61-2014.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 61-2014 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 61-2014 is approved. That brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. There is, I know that you were emailed today, some financial data. We have good news on the city's income tax. We are now above 1% gain for the year to date. We've had a big November apparently to overcome 10 previous months where we were sub 1%. So things are looking up. Things are very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
When moved and seconded to adjourn, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, December the 15th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.